Welcome to the Bible Explained. I'm Brian Cutshaw, and I want to give you answers straight from the Bible. If you've ever wondered what the Bible actually says about the topics people are talking about right now, this podcast is for you. In each episode, we will take real-life questions and break down what the Scripture says about them so you can understand the truth and apply it to your life with confidence. If you enjoy it, be sure and subscribe and recommend us to your friends. Now let's get started.
So what is the age of accountability? Well, the exact term age of accountability is not in the Bible. All right, so we say that. It's a term that we've come up with to explain what we think is the age of innocence. But that word age of accountability is not in the Bible anywhere. So what is the age of accountability? Well, it's the place where you are mentally and spiritually mature enough to choose between right and wrong and good and evil. So what state is that? Well, Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 39 says, he says that children lack the maturity to know the difference between good and evil, and that is why they were permitted to enter the promised land even though their parents were not. Well, if that is the age of accountability, that is the age of 20. Now, some of you probably hadn't thought about that. So the Lord said anyone over the age of 20 can enter the promised land. Anyone under the age of 20 cannot enter the promised land. Now, I really hope that God is covering all of those teenage mistakes, aren't you? Anybody happy about that besides me? Don't you hope that the age of innocence really does go that far? I mean, we know that some kids are more mature than others, but how many of you, come on, let's be honest, how many of you did a few things in your teenage years that you just don't want to talk about anymore, all right? We've all done that, sowing the wild oats and whatever you want to call it, getting into a little bit of trouble here and there. And so maybe the Lord knows that. And so the Lord said, if you are under the age of 20, you can still go into the promised land. Is that the age of accountability? I don't know. But that was the age God chose for Israel. Now, maybe he made it higher because they needed some adults to work the land, fight the battles, and all those things. So maybe he made it higher. Some people believe that it's the age of 12. Where does that come from? They think it's the age of 12 because Jesus was teaching the teachers at the age of 12. But here's the thing about that. Jesus was at his bar mitzvah. So Jesus was doing what every 12-year-old boy did. Every 12-year-old Jewish boy had to go before the rabbis and answer questions about Torah. And so here's the thing that set Jesus apart from every other person.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have 4 ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed.
When the rabbis would ask the other Jewish boys questions about Torah, they would give the typical answer, the answer they've been taught from their parents. But when they asked Jesus the questions about Torah, he gave revelation knowledge. He actually started connecting the dots. He was saying things that the rabbis were thinking, how does he know this? And even things that they didn't know. The Bible says he was teaching them. So he was giving them information from Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy that they didn't even understand because he was unlocking revelation knowledge. Well, that's different from the age of accountability. So we can say 12 is the age of accountability based upon that story, but that story was not the age of accountability. That was the state where Jesus went to his bar mitzvah, which was customary in their day. And bar mitzvah is a time when a boy or a girl is now responsible for their own spiritual choices. So it is a place where the father actually says, during a Jewish bar mitzvah, the father actually says, I am no longer responsible for you. That doesn't mean financially or I'm never going to feed you again. That means I am no longer responsible for your soul. You are now at an age that you know right from wrong, and you now can make the choice to do right and wrong. So as a part of the bar mitzvah or the bat mitzvah, the parents actually say that out loud to say, this person is no longer, you know, I'm no longer responsible for their spiritual choices in life. And so now the age for bar mitzvah, I believe, is 13. So that would be the age now. When you become a teenager, that is when you have your bar mitzvah. So if you want to choose that as age of accountability, you can. There may not be an age. It may be different for each person. It may be to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. So it may be that if you know the difference in right and wrong and you are doing wrong, even though you know it's wrong, that means you're doing it by choice. All right, so we don't have an exact age of accountability. The only real number that we have for that would be the age of 20, because that was the only number that was given to the children of Israel to go into the promised land.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.